take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition, and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
It's 10:36 here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I am super excited. It is time for Frisky Friday, and we have Sarah and Leah here. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
And we have Peanut. Peanut is here. She is an amazing little puppy that basically is the chillest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I think that before the end of the show, Carmen might steal her. So we're going to have to watch, steal him, excuse me. We're going to have to watch him. But I am super excited because Peanut's not the only one who is up for adoption.
Yeah, we actually, so I'll just say Peanut is for not the friskiest of pets for Frisky Friday.
Oh, you're good.
You're good. Okay. Yeah. Peanut is not the friskiest pet as far as Frisky Friday goes, but we have a ton of animals in the shelter at the moment. We are doing a Clear the Shelter adoption event.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot of cool things that we're going to talk about today on the show.
Okay. So I'm really excited because, you know what? Frisky, yes. We have their Frisky felines. I guess I should call it Frisky and Friendly Fridays because the puppies and the kitties are both, they can be frisky and they can be friendly as well.
Yeah, fur-rendly.
Very
pet
good.
Pet puns always.
Pet forever. I love it. I love me a good pun. So clear the, we're just trying to get, is there like a surplus? What's happening?
Yeah, so we had a ton of dogs, like a week and a half ago. Tons of dogs to the point where every kennel was full. We're doing construction on our building at the moment. So we just really needed to empty the shelter. So we waived all of our fees, April 1st through 17th. All adoption fees are waived. We've already adopted out close to 40 animals. So,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's been awesome.
It's pretty amazing.
Okay, so you're telling me right now that the adoption fees are being waived.
Right.
So, like, I could just walk out with that thing right now?
Absolutely, yeah. Literally paying $0 comes with spay, neuter, and a rabies vaccine.
Yeah, although I don't think Peanut's been neutered yet, so he will have to be neutered before he can go home. So he might have to stay a couple more days at the shelter.
So, and Peanut, do you know a little bit of his story? I know there's a lot of surrenders and strays and all the things that come in.
Yeah, he came in with a couple siblings. He was an owner surrender. We don't really know his backstory, but we do know that he was loved and taken care of. Yeah. He's pretty healthy. He's a little timid, shy, kind of just a lap dog. It's funny. Doesn't really want to walk. You pick him up and he's just stiff, but I would say he's snuggling right now. I mean, it's kind of just like a log or, you know, biscuit.
A biscuit.
Yeah, a peanut. That is his name.
He looks very calm. And so if you're looking for a calmer puppy in your life too, that's a way to go. I have a very high strung, high maintenance dog in my life,
and totally understand. Me too.
Yes, we've
a puppy about puppy this. Though so
well, and it takes time. It totally takes time to acclimate them, but what an opportunity. I mean, people are always like, you know, stressed out. They want to get a dog for their family, give their kids an opportunity to have some responsibility, right?
You're right.
This is an opportunity to do so without breaking the bank, and I'm air quoting that, but to opening up your home. And so is there still the COVID guidelines where people can schedule ahead? How are you guys going about that?
Yeah, they'll still need to make an appointment to come check out the dogs and cats in our shelter. So that's at santarosa.fl.gov/animals, and you'll find the link to make an appointment right there on our homepage. So,
and it's not just for dogs, it's for cats too, am I
for
correct?
Cats too.
Okay,
yep.
And so there's a whole list. This one, Bozo, that little face right there is a little kitty, and there's Bob, if you need a Bob in your
Bob
life.
Bob is awesome. I'll just tell you that. Bob's great.
Bob looks like a news anchor.
Yes.
Look at that face.
He's definitely got the face and the personality of a news anchor. We had the butterfly, like a little flappy toy out yesterday. He could not be bothered. He was just sitting there wanting love. We kept whacking him in the face with it. He was like, no.
Just leave me alone. I need
me.
To be behind
I
the
want
scenes.
To be adopted. I'm yes. not meant to be in the shelter.
Just let me go home with somebody and sleep in the corner. But you know what? That fits different people's lives. I also adore little Loki here.
Loki's a drooler. I was covered in slobber yesterday. Slobber and fur. It was like a nice little, like, I don't know. He was trying to give me his jacket or something. And ugh, I was disgusted and loved all at the same time.
That is amazing. So, you know, on top of the adoption event and trying to clear the shelter and be able to give these animals a new home, y'all don't just do that for services. You also have the ability, in case somebody has lost their pet. And I see it a lot. I'm on those lost and found pet pages. So do you guys have the scanner, to be able to scan for a microchip?
Yes, we actually do have the ability to scan for a microchip anytime a pet comes into our shelter. And we've also taken extra steps, like when one of our ACOs, animal control officers, picks up a pet, they'll put a sign out where they picked it up and a short description of the pet. So if an owner lives right around there where that pet went missing, they'll see that sign and know, hey, I need to call the shelter. They might have my dog or my cat. So we're just taking all kinds of extra steps because the goal is to rehome every single animal that comes in here, whether that's going back to your own home or going to a new one.
Sure. Yeah. No, of course. And we want to take the prep. A lot of times, I mean, honestly, I remember years ago when one of our dogs, family dogs, ran away, the level of panic that surges. Oh, yeah. It's like a baby to you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, just so you know, I mean, there's really good people in our community.
Yes.
You know, I see animals just in our neighborhood alone that are just, they wander. You have the happy wanderer. That's what I call them. I have a kid who's like that. I'm like, okay, you got to come back. Come on. What are you doing? And they just get distracted and start waltzing away. But this isn't just another reminder that your shelter is are also helping you relocate your animals, and they're in it to help you.
Yes.
There's a lot of stigma behind it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there is a small fee when you come to reclaim your animal, but that's because we've been caring for your animal until
that's
you
true.
Come and get them. So that just kind of helps us recoup some of those costs for feeding them, sometimes bathing them, brushing them, things like that.
Keeping them warm.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is so the other day I was actually on one of our lost. I try to check our lost and found pet page at least once a day, especially in our neighborhood. See if there's one out there. I mean, they just kind of sometimes they scare me if I'm out on a run and all of a sudden there's like a dog there. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you know, or they have one of those invisible fences and they come right up to the fence. You're like, oh, OK, now I'm awake. But there was somebody who found kittens under their house. They heard the noise and they went under and saw it, and everybody was giving their input. And I was like, listen, I know people who know things. So let me just tell you, they were like, should we take the kittens away from the mother? I'm like, no, don't do that. Get some towels so they stay warm, keep them near the mother, you know? And then there was another instance. Somebody said they found two kittens. And so they brought them inside. And I was like, get your heating pad. You know, everybody's got their heating pad. I have mine ready all the time. And plug it in, keep them warm, not too hot. We're not trying to, you know, cook them, but put a towel over it.
No.
They get really hot.
Mm-hmm.
And for
yeah,
a little kitten, you just want to keep it on low and then put a towel over it and keep them warm. They were like, so we've been trying to feed them milk. And they won't take it. I was like, no, don't feed that. Call your local shelter. Call the local shelters and see if you can get some of the formula.
They have it at Walmart.
Do they?
Yes, because I've been in that situation where I've had to take in some strays until I could get them some help. And you can buy little ag bottles and milk, and it's super great. I think you can buy the liquid version or the powder version. You just mix it up yourself.
Yes.
And so the Kitten Lady is an awesome resource online. It teaches you everything you need to know about stray, orphan kitties, kitten care, down to bottle feeding, stimulating them. It's great. It's a really awesome resource.
And what was her name again?
Kitten Lady. Super easy. She's like popular on YouTube, Facebook, all the social media platforms. You know, our shelter definitely uses her as a resource too.
That's definitely a resource to utilize if I ever heard one. All right, we're chatting with Sarah and Leah from Santa Rosa County Animal Services, and Peanut's in here. I think he looks like he wants to get down, but also at the same time, he's appreciating his cozy spot. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Doggy Day Out program.
Dr. Ben McMillan here from the Neal Clinic Chiropractic Healthcare. Did you know pain is like a warning light on your dashboard? It's a sign that something needs attention. Sadly, most people try to fix the problem by taking medications that only hide the pain for a few hours. If you want to find the cause and fix it, call me for a consultation. Chiropractic care is now covered by most insurances, including Medicare. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix. If the idea of a manual adjustment scares you, come to the Neal Clinic and let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. To learn more about this technique and my practice, visit us online at nealclinic.com. So if you're having pain, call me and let's fix the problem, not just cover it up. 479-2700.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
A healthier you is the first step toward a healthy baby. When planning a pregnancy, baby steps toward better health can deliver big results. Exercising regularly and eating a balanced diet will help you reach or maintain a healthy weight and increase the likelihood of a healthy baby. Taking a multivitamin containing folic acid every day helps prevent birth defects, and regular medical and dental checkups are especially important when planning for pregnancy. To learn more about taking your baby steps toward a healthy pregnancy, call Florida's Family Health Line at 1-800-451-2229.
Zach and Jalene are here. Where are you guys from?
Pensacola, Florida.
And welcome to the cold north. How much have you guys paid off?
$32,000.
$32,000 paid off. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
Are you ready to scream?
We're debt-free!
Dave Ramsey, 1 till 4 p.m. weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr, and we're chatting with Sarah and Leah from Santa Rosa Animal Services, right? So I do want to hop right in because we run out of time so fast, and we're getting so much information out there for people. Want to reiterate that, yes, right now, pet adoption fees are being waived for Santa Rosa County Animal Services, but you can also get involved through the Doggy Day Out program. A lot of people, I always say, hey, you want to serve your community, start just somewhere. And this is a great opportunity. So why don't you reiterate what people can do and how they can get involved?
Yeah, so our Doggy Day Out program is awesome. And my favorite thing about it is if you're looking to adopt and you want to get to know a dog, it's a great way to take a dog out for the day, you know, really evaluate their personality, see if they're right for you. And, you know, if you're not looking to adopt, but you just need some puppy love. It's a great way to let the shelter know about a dog's personality, really get to know them, know their likes, dislikes, behaviors. So really, you just check a dog out for the day, take them to get a puppuccino, take them on a hike, and then drop them back off at the end of the day. Super fun.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to be an active community member. And you get to just, I mean, who doesn't want to hang out with a dog all day?
Absolutely.
It's super fun. As always, we like to talk about, you know, pretty much kitten season. And we did chat a little bit before about finding the kittens and what to do with them and what not to do with them. But I don't think we tapped on what not to do with them when you find them.
Yeah, so if you do find kittens, unless they look like they are in danger or if they look very sick, you just need to leave them because the mother is probably close by. And so the best thing for those kittens is to stay with their mama cat because the shelter is no place for them. It's a lot easier for them to pick up a sickness in the shelter, which is why when we do get kittens, we try to immediately get them out to a foster home so that they don't spend very much time there. But if you do find some kittens and you do genuinely feel like they've been abandoned or if they look sickly, you can call our shelter, you can bring them in, we'll try to get them treated and out to a foster home so that they can live their best life.
Live their best. We all just want to live our best life.
Yes.
Every single one of us, whether we have fur or not, we just want to live our best life. I do want to also tell people that you can be involved medically. Or it helps supplying medical needs for dogs. And what are the medical needs when, or not just dogs, but all the animals that come through, whether it's, you've mentioned bunnies before, the things that people bring in. Do people bring in like random pets like chinchillas or things like that?
It's not to say we haven't had, random pets. I think we've had iguanas and things like just not recently.
So cute.
We do get a lot of farm animals on the occasion, but yeah, medically needy, we often have dogs with heartworms, fleas doesn't seem too medical, but if left untreated, that can be an issue. Even down to just spaying and neutering, all of that is part of how we medically serve our, community pets. And so we have a wish list that you can help donate needed items to the shelter, but we also have a donation fund that goes straight to medically needy pets where we can provide those spay and neuter and life-saving surgeries, even just simple medication to all of our animals.
Yeah. And, some people think like, with fleas, it's not a big deal, that whole thing. If it's left untreated, what could happen?
Well, there's skin infections can happen. My cats have definitely had fleas in the beginning too, and it didn't get serious. I treated it, but I remember it was months of just vacuuming the house, me getting eaten alive, my cats just constantly scratching. We see some pretty serious cases of fleas, but with dogs especially, usually flea preventative is also heartworm preventative,
right?
And it's important to keep them on heartworm preventative because it's just mosquitoes that spread it. Mosquitoes and fleas, all those bitey, itchy creatures, they
right.
can cause a lot of issues for your pets.
Right.
So, that treatment is such a cheap price compared to what you're going to be spending trying to clean it all up and get them back to normal.
Yeah. Or, sometimes you just don't know if a pet comes in, they've got a little limp or they've got they're just unkept, something just happened and along the ways they couldn't take care of their animal and it just kind of got out of control. Do y'all groom the animals ever there with the nails if it's bothering them?
Yeah, we definitely try and, get animals bathed, cleaned up, get them at least, their nails trimmed and fur if it's just super matted and out of there. But, some of our pets are just a little too big for us to really give them the whole grooming works. But
right.
Like little Peanut here needs a little pedicure and a little
right.
trim, but he's definitely well kept.
And what about for volunteers coming in and bathing animals or if for the doggy day out, giving the dogs a bath, is that something that is an option as well?
I think our volunteers, if that's something they were interested in, if you were a regular volunteer, there's always things that we need, even bathing animals could definitely be a way to serve our shelter. You know, they all kind of have some interesting smells every now and then, but what dog doesn't?
I know. Some people do. I mean, you know, it just happens.
You may not want to give cats a bath. I wouldn't recommend that for anyone, not volunteers especially.
I know people who do.
I tried when my cats had fleas. Yeah, I probably was cut up really bad.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I feel like that's like two things, like the oil and water. They just don't mix.
Nope.
It just doesn't go together. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to reiterate, tell everybody again how you can bring home a furry friend or a new member of the family with no cost. So we'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
At Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, you'll find a great selection of specialty and exotic meats. From choice Wagyu, competition-grade briskets, pork, and the seasonings to go with it, all cut to order. From fine wine to cheese and desserts, yes, delicious fresh cannolis to order. And Costello's has Boar's Head lunch sandwiches from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Stop in today for one of the area's best butcher shop meats and top deli items. It's Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, a great place to meet up on the west side of Pensacola.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week at the Gulfside Pavilion, it's the Doc Johnson Band with a mix of southern rock, country, and blues. Bands on the Beach, it's back, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7. Stop by the Cat Country Tent and pick up something delicious from our friends at Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. We've been hanging out with Sarah and Leah from Santa Rosa County Animal Services, and also Peanut being so chill hanging out with us as well. And I want to tell everybody before we go how they can get involved and get a new pet with no cost.
Yeah, we have waived adoption fees through next Saturday, the 17th. Be sure to make an appointment to come and visit our shelter on our website at santarosa.fl.gov/animals, or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok.
And there's it says 13 cats and 11 dogs, but
we get new pets every day.
That's right.
Yep.
So if you're looking to just maybe add a new member to the family, maybe Loki, Daffodil, we've got Chopper, Mac, Bravo, Phantom.
Yeah.
Hey. They all are looking for a new forever home. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
I threw that in
Help
there.
Help us clear the shelter.
Yes, please. And we appreciate you guys. We appreciate your service. And I always have so much fun. Thank you for bringing Peanut
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Thank you.
All right, friends. It's Friday, which means I won't see you till Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Stay dry. And join us back here Monday morning at 9. We'll chat with Tammy Ward from the Better Business Bureau and get an update with the Escambia County Health Department.